Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in to the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you for all things Dallas Stars hockey. We are a week away, just 1 week away from the start of the 2021 NHL season. I can't believe it's already here. Stars are 7 days away from opening up their year on the road against the Florida Panthers, a back-to-back. They'll play on Thursday and Friday, but right now they're in the midst of preparing, getting ready for the start of the season. They're in Frisco. They're in training camp. The past couple of days, they've been on the ice. They started on the ice Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday, they continued their on-ice work. We saw the return of Joe Pavelski on Tuesday. Big news for the Dallas Stars, being able to get him back. He missed on Monday. He missed the first day of training camp due to some injuries or injury stuff. We didn't get a whole lot of detail, but you know, he is back, and they said it was going to be short-term. It was short-term. He was back the next day. The Stars also did scrimmage on Wednesday, so we'll catch up on that, all the news from that, and catch up on any other players that missed out on the ice on Wednesday. We're also going to take a little bit of a look around the hockey world in general. Thomas Harley, we talked about him. He was playing with Team Canada in the gold medal match of the World Junior Championships. We'll dive into the good old US of A knocking off Thomas Harley, sending him back to Dallas with a silver medal instead of gold. We'll also look a little bit at what we can expect from some of the Stars' best players this year. We did a season preview. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We did a season preview with Locked On NHL. Short preview, kind of talking through the best-case scenarios, worst-case scenarios for the Stars. And there's one interesting part, one interesting topic that we covered, and that was what Stars player, for better or worse, good or bad, is going to have the most career-defining season this year. And you probably could guess who I went with. Well, maybe not. You know, that's definitely up for debate. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It was Miro Heiskanen. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well when we get into this episode. Let's start, though, at training camp, the latest news from training camp. This is coming from Matthew DeFranks just yesterday on Wednesday. He did say that Stars PR announced that Joel Hanley, Jason Robertson, and Joel L'Esperance were unfit to practice on Wednesday. The team did go through a scrimmage of sorts on Wednesday, green team versus white team. And it looked like it was a pretty entertaining matchup. And you want to talk about the big gun scoring, a lot of big name scoring in this scrimmage and getting involved in this scrimmage. The lines were interesting, and that's one thing we're tracking a lot during this training camp, this short little training camp windows. What are these lines going to look like, especially without Tyler Seguin? The Stars are going to have to make plenty of adjustments. And so what do these lines kind of look like, and how can we kind of extrapolate out what we see on the lines this year? Yeah, we want to see how we can extrapolate what we see on the lines into what we may see during the season. And we know that we talked about this on Tuesday, that Rick Bowne is not afraid to make changes and shift things up. And so lines are going to be a fun topic to watch. But the teams were split into green and white. We'll run you through the scrimmage lines from Wednesday's scrimmage. The scrimmage was Wednesday. Joel Kiviranta, Joe Pavelski, Alexander Radulov were together. Nick Comano, Jason Dickinson, and Ty Dellandrea. And then Tanner Kiro, Rhett Gardner, and Riley Damiani were all together. Kiro was with the Texas Stars last year. He scored 33 points in 49 games. He was a free agent signing in 2019. And then, of course, Riley Damiani, also with them, a 2018 draft selection for the Dallas Stars, had 78 points in 61 games for Kitchener in the OHL. So that was the forward lines for green. The defensive pairings were Jamie Oleksiak and Miro Heiskanen. And then you've also got Jared Rosberg and Taylor Fadun. Rosberg was a free agent pickup this past year, 2020. Last played for Michigan State, so last coming out of last played for in the NCAA. So Jared Rosberg was with Taylor Fadun, and then you had Ryan Shea, who the Stars signed this past really it was during the bubble, I believe, if I remember correctly, the bubble kid out of Northeastern, and then also they also had Dawson Bartow is he's with the WHL, 2018 draft pick with Red Deer in the WHL. Had a good year, 23 points in 39 games, pardon me, the defenseman. So those were the defensive pairings for the Green. And then Julius Honka was also in the mix for the Green team as well. For White, Jamie Benn, Rope Hinston, Skrjanov, Benny and the Jets, as it's been dubbed by Sean Shapiro, good friend of the Locked On Stars podcast. Andrew Cogliano, Faxa, Como, FCC line, then Riley Tufte, Justin Dowling, and Adam Mascherin were all together. Mascherin, 2018 draft selection with the Texas Stars last season, 11 points in 30 games. So another prospect in the mix there. And the defensive pairings for the White team, Esa Lindell, John Klingberg, and Andre Secker, and Mark Pesek, and Ben Gleason was paired with Joseph Ciccone, another Texas Stars player, 2015 round pick, 2015 draft pick, pardon me. And then Jake Ottinger was in net for the Green team, and Colton Point was with the White team. I believe Landon Bowe was out there as well. So fairly balanced teams, a lot of prospects, a lot of names we haven't really gotten to see a whole lot of. Tanner Kiro, I know that was a name that I was fairly unfamiliar with. And then, of course, you got some draft picks like Riley Damiani, Bartow, Mascherin, and some of these guys were getting a chance to get on the ice. It was a pretty back-and-forth game, but Jamie Benn got a couple of goals scored, which was good to see. He's going to be kind of an interesting one, an interesting player to watch because he's such an important piece for this team. You know, you all know how important Jamie Benn is, but the goal scoring, the point production has not quite been there this year or the past few years like it has been kind of in his peak of his career. And that's something the Stars are going to need. They're going to lean heavily on Jamie Benn's ability to create, ability to score goals. So he scores twice for the White team. One was on a penalty shot. There were no power plays. He was tripped by Julius Honka. No power plays. Penalty shot beat Jake Ottinger pretty simply. And then some of the other scoring for the other teams. Alexander Radulov scored for the Green team. So that was good to see. Denis Gurianov also had a goal for White. Gurianov was obviously the leading goal scorer for the Stars last year. He's going to be a player to watch. He's going to be probably there. There's a good chance he could lead the team in goal scoring again this season, especially with Tyler Seguin missing a good chunk of the season. And then Rhett Gardner and, of course, Ty Dellandrea both scored as well. So good to see Ty Dellandrea on the score sheet. And then it went to OT. And in OT, first shift to OT, who else? Miro Heiskanen. He's the best player on the team right now, and he flexed his muscles in OT. First shift, apparently, but he roofed one nicely. We've seen him done it a few times, coming down that left side and then putting it across the goalie over the goalie's left shoulder. And he secured the win for the Green team. So an interesting day of scrimmaging for the Dallas Stars. Got to see some of these guys in game action. Got to see these guys mix it up. And there's some interesting lines to kind of track with all of this. You know, I think the line that is most, you know, eye-catching to me is the combination of Jamie Benn, Rope Hinston, and Skrjanov. I think that's a trio that offers a lot of possibility. We saw Denis Skrjanov emerge as a legitimate goal scorer last year. So did Rope Hinston. And you put him on a line with somebody with the savvy and kind of the brute force of Jamie Benn. And I think that's a line that could create some options, and it allows Alexander Radulov to stay on the line with Joe Pavelski and Joel Kiviranta, which is a trio that I think we saw a little bit last year and we want to continue to see, because Pavelski and Radulov worked well together. And then obviously Joel Kiviranta, after his emergence in the postseason, he's going to have a chance to get a sustained role with this team. And that, having been with Hinton Gurianov, allows you to also have Kiviranta, Pavelski, and Radulov. So it'll be interesting to see how those lines kind of continue to break down and develop, and what kind of time those guys get, ice time they get during the season. But something definitely to watch as far as the defensive pairings. No, you know, Esa Lindell, John Klingberg, we talked about it on Tuesday, after Monday scrimmage. You know, no surprise, those guys are going to be together all year. Same with Jamie Oleksiak, Miro Heiskanen. And then it looks like Andre Secker and Mark Pesek is going to be that third pairing for sure, especially with the fact that Steven Johns is going to miss the season. We got that news, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. Now that he's out for the year, that pretty much locks in Andre Secker and Mark Pesek is that third pairing. And then you're going to have some guys like, you know, Julius Honka, potentially Taylor Fadun. Some of these guys are going to fight for that seventh defenseman role with this Dallas Stars team. In net, I think I told you Jake Ottinger was in net for one of the teams. Obviously, Anton Khudobin, we talked about, not yet there. He's in Dallas, but still working through quarantining and in some of the immigration stuff. So there's been a little bit of a holdup there, but he is in Dallas. They don't foresee this lasting more than a couple of days before he's back on the ice with the team. But that kind of wraps up everything from the scrimmaging on Wednesday. We got some good sound bites and some good quotes, so we'll roll through those and see what the team and players and coaches had to say about training camp and everything. And we'll get to some of that, and we'll also talk about, of course, Miro Heiskanen and why I think this is going to be one of a career defining season for the young Stars defenseman. We'll get all of that when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in just a minute. Before we get to the rest of our Thursday episode, this is a Thursday, and Thursday means tomorrow's Friday, and then it's the weekend, and there's a ton of playoff football out in front of you. There's back-to-back triple headers in the NFL this year, back-to-back triple headers, and then Monday, the National Championship, College Football National Championship takes place. There's so much going on, and you don't want to miss out on any of the action. Get in on it. And use our promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. BetOnline.ag is the one place that has you covered and the one place we trust. You can sign up today with a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON and get a 50% welcome bonus and get in on the action. A lot of football coming up. Hockey's right around the corner. Don't wait. Get involved at BetOnline, at BetOnline.ag. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast. Real quick, before we get to the rest of our show, I do want to tell you about our friends over at Locked On Bets. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start, and you need a few more wins in 2021. If you're betting this year and you want more wins, as you should, you need to listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. And here at the Locked On Stars podcast, the Dallas Stars are just a week away from the start of the 2021 season. They're getting ready down there in Frisco. They're getting ready, doing a lot of work, putting in work on the ice. We saw them scrimmage yesterday, got all the latest from that, and they are gearing up for what should be a pretty crazy season. Obviously, we've got divisional realignments. We've got a shortened schedule. We've got a shortened season. It's going to be rapid fire. Thankfully, no start times after 7:30, so every night you can strap in for a fun night of hockey. So we got to get to all of that. One thing we do want to touch on, though, is the World Junior Championships. They wrapped up, and while, you know, you feel bad for Thomas Harley, Dallas Stars prospect, one of their best young players, you got to be excited. The USA knocking off Team Canada at the World Juniors. They take gold in what was a pretty kind of comfortable win for them in the gold medal match against Canada. 2-0. They did fairly well. Gold in the first period, gold in the second period, and got things done early. So that does mean that, first of all, U.S. better hockey country than Canada, at least at the young levels. I'm going to state that now. But in all seriousness, it does mean Thomas Harley is on his way back to the Dallas Stars, and he's going to be in an interesting position. You know, he missed the start of training camp. He's going to miss a couple more days on his way back. He'll be back and getting in the mix. But because of the way the Dallas Stars blue line is, it's so competitive, the fact that he's missing out on these days, it could impact his ability to kind of find a role. And he's one that I think a lot of fans are, where does he fit this year with the Dallas Stars? You know, you look at Ty Dellandrea, one of, you know, those two are the two top prospects. Taking Jake Ottinger out of the question, we know what his role is going to be. He'll be the backup goalie, at least to start the season until Ben Bishop gets back. But you look at Ty Dellandrea and Thomas Harley, those are the two best skater prospects that the Stars have. And Dellandrea is a little bit ahead of Harley, I think, in the fact that I think the Stars have a little bit more of a role available to him. We've also obviously seen him excel at the OHL the past couple of seasons. He looks like a very, you know, polished prospect, ready to go. And because the Stars are without Tyler Seguin, there's a little bit more need for his style of play, that creative player, somebody who can rack up the points and has a little bit more high-end offensive capability beyond being a checking line forward. You know, but you look at Thomas Harley, and he's incredibly developed well. He had a fantastic season in the OHL, just like Ty Dellandrea did. But he's in a little bit of a tougher box because the Stars really, you know, it's been no secret the past few years, the Dallas Stars blue line is their best, you know, it's their best asset, it is their strength. In 2019-20, Thomas Harley with the Mississauga Steelheads, he had 57 points in 59 games as a defenseman, the 19-year-old. He is an offensive weapon. That's kind of the scouting report on him. Great with the puck, great, you know, sees things that other players don't see. He's got great sense about him. But, you know, he's still a little bit raw defensively, and the speed is something to catch up on. We saw him a little bit during the return to play. Early on, he got some ice time there, and there was a little bit of evidence that you could see that he's got to catch up a little bit, and that's not uncommon. You know, these players, even high caliber young players, there's a difference in speed between the OHL and the NHL, right? So he's got to catch up a little bit. But I think the fact that the Stars blue line is so competitive, and the fact that he missed the first few days of training camp, Stars fans want to see him, but I'm not sure that there's a spot for him. And so we've talked about it. There's the weight becomes, and the decision becomes, is it worth keeping Thomas Harley around and him not playing every night, whether he's your 7th D-man, 8th D-man, whatever, he's on the taxi squad, or do you find a way to get him playing every night, whether that's back in the, you know, whether that's in the wherever minor league system that's a part of? Is it worth getting him back there and having him work and continue to develop there, playing every night, knowing that, hey, we're going to be without Thomas Harley's services at the NHL level this season? So, you know, we talked, those pairings are pretty set in stone. Esa Lindell, John Klingberg, those two are together. Jamie Oleksiak, Miro Heiskanen, those two are together. That third pairing is where there's a lot of competition. It looks like Andrei Sekera, Mark Pesek have the inside route on that, which makes 100% sense. Andrei Sekera coming back had a pretty successful postseason, especially with the fact that, you know, he missed some time with some injury, but he did pretty well. And then Mark Pesek, an offseason signing that I think the expectation is he'll be in the mix to be in the sixth starting defenseman. But you look at guys, you know, Taylor Fadun had a fantastic postseason relative to what you would expect from Taylor Fadun, right? Came in, stepped in, did very pretty well when he needed to step in the postseason. And he's been the Stars kind of bounce back and forth as a Stars seventh defenseman a couple of times. You know, he's going to be in that mix. He's competing for a role at the NHL level. You got some other guys that are going to be competing for a role at the NHL level as well. You know, you got guys like Ben Gleason, who's going to be kind of on the outside looking in, but in the mix a little bit. You know, a guy like, you know, obviously Steven Johns is missing this season, but Julius Honka, you know, bring him back this year after he spent some time in Finland last year. You've got guys that are all competing, and so the concern is, if you bring Thomas Harley in, does he even beat out, who is he able to beat out this year? You know, I don't have any question that I think he's probably a better fit than Julius Honka, a Ben Gleason. I think he's probably a Joel Hanley. I didn't mention Joel Hanley earlier. I think he's probably, you know, I think he's up there with those guys in terms of where he's at right now. But the key is, you know, do you want him being your eighth guy behind Taylor Fadun, or mixing it up at the eighth, you know, be seventh or eighth guy with Joel Hanley and Taylor Fadun, when that means that he's not going to play all the time? He's got to get in, and he's got to try to unseat Mark Pesek or Andrei Sekera, I think, to really get in the mix and get a shot at being with the NHL team this year on a regular basis. I think that's difficult, especially when you consider the fact that he missed the start of training camp. He was with the World Juniors, so he was playing hockey, but he wasn't on the ice in Frisco, and so he's got to catch up. And I think, you know, there's no rush. He's 19. I think he's one for, you know, he's going to be a cornerstone of this blue line for a long time. 2019 draft pick, so, you know, he hadn't even been with the organization for very long. But I think he may be on the outside looking in. That'll be interesting to track, see how he does once he gets to training camp. But he's got a little bit of an uphill climb to carve out a role, unlike, I think, Ty DeLandre, who I think is really, you know, he's looked pretty good in what we've seen of him at training camp and what we've seen him at the NHL level. Same thing, he's got to speed up a little bit, but a little bit more experience under his belt down in the OHL. He's obviously a little bit older than Thomas Harley. He was a 2018 draft pick for the Dallas Stars. And he's got a couple of years, stellar years at the OHL level, 63 points in 60 games in 2018-19. And then last year was the absurd 70-point season in 47 games for the Flint Firebirds in the OHL. So I think he's got a bit of a much, much better spot or shot at getting a role with the Dallas Stars to open the season. And, you know, whatever you want to read into this, interestingly enough, he was number, I believe, 60 last season when he was, you know, that was his NHL number. He's number 10 this year, which is, that's a significant, I think, development. development. I think that maybe signals where he's at with this organization. He's not one of these fringe prospects on the outside looking in for this season. He's definitely in the mix. So those are kind of the two prospects most people are tracking this year in this training camp as we get ready for the NHL season. We'll find out, you know, in short order where they're going to be and what they're going to do. But I think we can anticipate seeing Ty Dellandrea, Thomas Harley, maybe a little bit of an uphill battle, but definitely something to watch as we get in to the start of the 2021 season. We're going to step away for just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that season preview, why Miro Heiskanen is getting ready for a defining, career-defining season with the Dallas Stars, in my opinion. We'll get back to that when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in just a moment. But before we step away, Rock Auto is back. They went away. They're back, though. And man, is Rock Auto the best place to buy your auto parts online. You don't want to go into a store right now. Nobody wants to go into a store right now. You want to do what you can do online whenever you get the chance. And Rock Auto is one of those companies. There's so many makes and models out there and vehicles. These brick and mortar stores, they can't stock everything you need for every, you know, everything that every individual needs for their car in a brick and mortar store. It's just not possible. Why go through all of that? Why go through the questioning and you have, do you know if your car's an LX? Do you know if it's an EX? Do you know what trim it is? Do you know? You don't need to know all that. And then you got to sit there and wait while the guy behind the counter goes on, tries to find the parts. They're not in store because they can't keep them on store. So they order them and then they try to get them back. They order them to take them to the store. And it's just a long process. You don't need to go through that. You have a computer with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family-owned business. They've served auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and they're the same whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And while you're there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. This week on the Locked On NHL podcast, get ready for the start of the regular season with Sarah Avampato and the Locked On NHL season preview series. Preview all of the 31 NHL teams division by division and who to pick up and drop in your fantasy leagues courtesy of the Locked On fantasy hockey host Scott Cullen. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcast. And that's what we're about to dive into real quick. We did this. I did this NHL season preview for the Locked On NHL podcast. Make sure to go check that out. You can go listen to the previews for all of the other Central Division teams, the 2021 Central Division teams. What is, by the way, the corporate sponsors for the divisions. What do y'all think about it? I've seen some kind of I've seen some pushback on that. Obviously, the NHL did do corporate sponsorships for the divisions for this year, along with corporate sponsorships on the helmets. The Stars are AT&T. They've got AT&T on their lids this year. But yeah, they're the corporate sponsors for the divisions. Some people are not thrilled about it, to say the least. The Stars are in the Discover NHL Central Division. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. If it's a one-year thing, I think more people would be okay with it. But these things sometimes have a habit of becoming permanent situations. Anyways, if you want to go catch up on all of that and all the other latest division news from the Discover NHL Central Division teams for the 2021 season, go check out Locked On NHL podcast. But when I did this, the preview for the Stars, one of the things we talked about was, what is a player, good or bad, that's going to have a career-defining season, a career-impacting season this year? And I went through, and there's some guys, you know, you got a guy like Jamie Benn, who he got to the heights. The Stanley Cup final was the highest he's ever gotten in his career, and he comes up short. He's on, you know, he's right on the edge of kind of that prime of his career. And he's obviously a longtime veteran for the Dallas Stars. You know, this is, you know, if he bounces back and he has a stellar year, that defines his kind of time with the Dallas Stars. You know, you look at a guy like that, you look at a guy like Anton Khudobin, who took this huge step forward in the postseason. Can he define the tail end of his career? Is not a career backup, but he was a guy who took a team to the Stanley Cup final, then came back the next year as the number one for a lot of the season and was absolutely stellar. So guys like those came to mind. And then you look at a guy like Miro Heiskanen, and you go, Kenneth, how is he having a career-defining season at 21 years old? He's 21, but he's already, in my estimation and the estimation of a lot of people out there, I think he's the best player on this Dallas Stars team. And you look at him and what he's been able to do in his first couple of seasons with the Stars. He's going into his third year at just 21, and you've already seen the improvement in what he's capable of doing. So I think he's the one that's got this kind of – he's going to have a crazy year coming up, I think. And I think it's for the good. I don't think it's for the worse. I don't think he's having a season – or career-defining season for the worse. He's too young to have that. But I think this is the year that he really propels into the mainstream hockey fans' kind of conscious and understanding. 2018-19, his rookie year, he played in all 82 games for the Dallas Stars, was 33 points, minus 14, solid. He was fourth in the Calder Cup voting – or not, sorry, not Calder Cup, Calder Trophy award voting. And, you know, he was definitely in the mix, and I think people go, this is a really, really talented kid. But even then, he was coming in after a year in Finland after being drafted in 2017, and he third overall pick, but he didn't quite have the fanfare around him. He was a top prospect. Dallas Stars fans, he had the fanfare for sure. But outside of maybe the Dallas Stars fans and the diehard hockey fans and those people, don't think he had quite the fanfare. You go to last season, 2019-20, just 20 years old. He plays in 68 games for the Stars, 68 of their 69, had 35 points. So he already has well improved his point total from last year, from the year before, was a plus 14 rather than a minus 14. He was among the All-Star voting. He was among Lady Bing voting. He was 12th in the Norris voting. He definitely got some more recognition in last year's regular season. But I want to talk about the postseason, because I think this is the Miro Heiskanen that we all want to see. And if we see it, oh my gosh, are we talking about one of the best players in the league? Last year in the postseason, he was by far the Stars' best player. If they had won the Stanley Cup, he was winning this Conn Smythe. I don't think there's necessarily any doubt about it. I know Anton Khudobin was phenomenal and stepped into a new role, but without Miro Heiskanen, that team does not do what they did at the in the postseason last year. 27 games played in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. He had 26 points, 20 assists in 27 games, 6 goals. He was a plus 8. He took 2 penalty minutes while skating almost 26 minutes a night, shot over 10%, had a shooting percentage over 10%, had 34 block shots, 50 hits, 21 takeaways. He was phenomenal, and it was, you could see the step forward. He went from being a very, very talented player who could make things happen that other people couldn't make happen to, he became, this guy runs this team, and when he's on the ice, this is a different kind of team. And so the fact that I think if we see that, I think we could see that this year, and I think we're hoping for that. If he plays anywhere close to what he did in the postseason, if he does that, replicates that this season, we're talking about a guy who is not just, you know, getting Norris Trophy votes. He's up at the top. He's a Norris Trophy contender. And we've heard this guy's going to be a Norris Trophy winner. Well, we've heard this from teammates, coaches. He's going to win Norris Trophies in his career, multiple, not just one. He's going to win multiple. He's that caliber defenseman at just 21 years old. He's the best player on the team. He's the most talented player on the team. And I think this year, I think he cements all of that. And I think he becomes, he goes from being a well-known commodity among those who really know their hockey or those that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think he goes from that to, I think he goes and is considered one of the best defensemen in the NHL by the end of this season. So I think that's why it's a career-defining season on the horizon for Miro Heiskanen. If he has that kind of production, this Stars team could go a long way. But he's kind of my guy to watch this year. I want to see that development. I want to see him going from being incredibly talented like we saw in the regular season to just absolutely taking over games like we saw in the postseason. We know he can do it. And, you know, 21 years old, he's a freak. He's an absolute freak. And it's going to be fun to watch. But that's my make or break player for the Dallas Stars this season. Let me know on Twitter, you know, tweet at me. Who do you think is going to be the guy that kind of has a make or break year for the Dallas Stars this season? I want to hear your thoughts on all of that. But besides that, I think that's going to pretty much wrap it up for this Thursday episode of the Locked On Stars podcast. As always, make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Stars. You can follow my personal Twitter account as well at Kenneth_Nash19. You can also hit subscribe subscribe. You need to hit subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast so we show up in your feed every single time we drop a new episode. We're going to be back to 5 episodes a week. So when this season's kicking off, you're going to hear from me right after every game, post game, the next day, next morning on your drive to work. You're going to get to bring all the breakdown of post games, pre games. You know, we're going to hear from coach. We're going to hear everything, talk about everything. So make sure to hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so we show up in your feed every day. Besides that, though, have a great rest of your day. Great rest of your Thursday. We're one day away from the weekend, and that means one day closer to the start of the 2021 NHL season. Until tomorrow, have a good one.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.